आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च कर्मयोगी सप्ताह नेशनल लर्निंग वीक इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। उत्तराखंड यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड कमिटी सबमिट्स फाइनल ड्राफ्ट ऑफ रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस टू चीफ मिनिस्टर पुष्कर सिंह धामी। Enforcement Directorate arrests senior IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and former RJD MLA Gulab Yadav in money laundering case in Bihar. Russian President Vladimir Putin says BRICS group will generate most of global economic growth in coming years due to its size and fast growth. And in Women's T20 World Cup cricket, New Zealand storm into final beating West Indies by 8 runs in second semi-final at Sharjah in UAE. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karmyogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karmyogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations.
The mission Karmyogi was launched in September 2020, aimed to promote citizen-centric governance with the help of a robust digital ecosystem. It is a competency-driven capacity building and human resource management program designed for the civil servants. The National Learning Week will provide fresh impetus towards individual and organizational capacity development. During the week, each Karmyogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. The participants need to complete the courses available on iGOT platform. The courses are available in webinar format designed by professionals. During the week, eminent speakers will deliver lectures and help the Karmyogi to work towards citizen-centric delivery in an effective manner. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttarakhand, the Uniform Civil Code UCC Committee, constituted under the chairmanship of Shatrughan Singh, has submitted its final draft of rules and regulations to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami yesterday. More from our correspondent.
The Uttarakhand government is working speedily to implement the UCC law soon. The UCC Rules and Implementation Committee submitted its draft to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the state capital. The CM said that the date of UCC implementation will be decided soon after the approval of the cabinet.
जल्दी ये विधेयक क्रियान्वयन में आने वाला है। जल्दी ही हम मंत्रिमंडल की बैठक करेंगे। आजादी के बाद ये पहला देश का हमारा राज्य बन जाएगा जिसको ये गौरव प्राप्त होगा कि यहाँ पर समान नागरिक संहिता का विधेयक लागू हो गया है।
He briefed about the UCC rules, which mainly have 4 parts: the procedure related to registration of marriage and divorce, live-in relationship, birth and death certificate, and rules related to successions. He emphasized on development of a mobile app to serve as a platform for public to seek guidance on UCC related matters. It may be recalled that the UCC committee by the state government was established under the leadership of Justice Ranjana Prakash Desai. The submission of the report was followed by a 10-hour discussion which led to its passing on 7th Feb this year. The bill received presidential approval on March 12th and thus officially became an act. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Bihar, Enforcement Directorate, or ED, has arrested senior IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and former Rashtriya Janata Dal MLA Gulab Yadav in connection with a money laundering case. The IAS officer was arrested from his official residence in Patna, whereas Gulab Yadav was nabbed from a resort in Delhi last evening. Earlier, the sleuths of the central agency conducted raids on various locations related to former Principal Secretary of Energy Department Sanjeev Hans in Patna and Delhi. The agency had registered a case of money laundering against them on basis of a case registered by Special Vigilance Unit in connection with amassing of disproportionate assets. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Sikar in Rajasthan today. During the visit, the Vice President will preside as chief guest at the Silver Jubilee annual function of Sobha Sarya Group of Institutions in Sikar. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate a day-long national conference on agriculture for the Rabi campaign in New Delhi today. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, will also be present in the event. The conference aims to foster collaboration and innovation in agricultural practices, ensuring a successful Rabi campaign for all stakeholders involved. It will bring together officials from various ministries, states, union territories, and organizations to discuss key initiatives and strategies for the upcoming Rabi season. A two-day national seminar on the emerging trends and technologies in road and bridge construction is being organized at Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh beginning today. In the seminar, experts will share their experiences and suggestions on various aspects related to the latest technologies, materials, and contract execution of road and bridge construction. The objective of the seminar is to enhance the quality of road and bridge construction in the state and to ensure the development of timely and sustainable infrastructure with the latest technologies. We have a report.
The seminar will be inaugurated by Union Road and Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav. It is being organized in collaboration with the Indian Road Congress and the Public Works Department of Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that this two-day seminar will give new energy to the infrastructure development of Madhya Pradesh, and this event will prove to be helpful in achieving new heights in the construction projects of the state. The focus of the seminar will be on the implementation of new technologies under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, use of new machinery in bridge construction and new materials used in road construction. Intensive brainstorming will also be done on road safety, use of IT technologies for monitoring projects and use of marginal materials. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
The Coal Ministry has received an overwhelming response for the coal mines offered under the 10th round of commercial coal mine auctions, with a total of 44 bids submitted in physical form. The Ministry in a statement said the substantial number of bids highlights the continued interest and participation from stakeholders in India's evolving coal sector. The 10th round of auctions, launched by the Ministry on the 21st of June this year, offered 67 coal mines for commercial mining. Chief Electoral Officer of Maharashtra has sent notices to various social media platforms asking them to take down a total of 1,752 posts that contained fake news and were meant to create confusion among voters. An official release said more than 300 of these posts were deleted after they were flagged by the poll body. Assembly elections in Maharashtra are scheduled to take place in a single phase on the 20th of November. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and News on EIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will visit places of cultural significance in Malawi today on the last day of a three-day stay in the African nation. Yesterday, the president held a bilateral meeting with her counterpart, Lazarus Chakwera. India and Malawi also signed four MOUs of cooperation in various sectors following delegation-level talks. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
India and Malawi had signed four MOUs for cooperation in the fields of sports, youth matters, pharmaceuticals and arts and culture last day. India also agreed to give 1,000 metric tons of rice and Babatron cancer treatment machine to Malawi. President Draupadi Murmu had also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Today, President is scheduled to visit the Sri Radha Krishna Temple and the famous Malawi Lake. Later in the day, President will leave for New Delhi after the completion of a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Lilongwe.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that cooperation between India and Mexico can be potentially broad-based and multi-sectoral for a deeper collaboration between the two nations. The Finance Minister stated this while participating in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. The Minister of Economic Development for Mexico City, Manuela Zabolza Aldama, also attended the summit. In her address, Finance Minister Sitharaman said the two countries have immense prospects to enhance economic cooperation. She said India offers tremendous opportunities for growth and investment, especially in pharma, manufacturing and automotive sectors. Russian President Vladimir Putin has asserted that the BRICS group will generate most of the global economic growth in the coming years due to its size and relatively fast growth compared with that of developed Western nations. Speaking at BRICS Business Forum in Moscow yesterday, President Putin said the countries in their association are essentially the drivers of global economic growth. He said in the unforeseeable future, BRICS will generate the main increase in global GDP. BRICS comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. It has expanded to include Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates as well. The Kremlin leader is due to host BRICS summit in the Russian city of Kazan next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia on Tuesday to attend the summit. In an interaction with a group of foreign journalists in Moscow, the Russian president said that BRICS was never meant to be against anyone. Crediting Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the observation, President Putin said the BRICS is not an anti-Western group, but a non-Western group. On the Ukraine conflict, President Putin said Russia is interested in resolving it peacefully. He said Prime Minister Modi consistently raised the issue during their discussions. A UN report has stated that in Bangladesh, around 4.17 crore people are living in extreme poverty, with 6.5% of the population facing severely dire conditions. The report, titled Global Multidimensional Poverty Index 2024, Poverty Amid Conflict, was published jointly by the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative of the Oxford University recently and paints a grim picture of Bangladesh's poverty crisis. The report identifies poor living standards as the largest contributor to Bangladesh's poverty rate, accounting for 45.1% of the poverty index. On to sports. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, New Zealand posted 128 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. New Zealand's Georgia Plimmer was the top scorer with 33 runs. West Indies' Deandra Dorton picked 4 wickets. In reply, West Indies were restricted to 120 for 8. Deandra scored 33 runs. New Zealand's Aidan Carson took 3 wickets. New Zealand will take on South Africa in the summit clash tomorrow. India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 231 for 3 against New Zealand on day 4 of first test in Bengaluru this morning. Sarfaraz Khan, unbeaten on 70 runs, was at the crease at stumps on day 3 yesterday. Virat Kohli scored a stable 70 but lost his wicket to Glenn Phillips on the last ball of the innings. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team will begin its campaign against Japan in the 12th edition of the Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:35 p.m. IST. P.R. Srijesh will take charge as head coach, with defender Amir Ali serving as captain and Rohit named as his deputy. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Anuja. Haryana first state to clear Dalit sub-quotas is a top front page headline in Hindustan Times, putting into action the Supreme Court's landmark verdict on Dalit reservation. SC recalls 2022 verdict on Benami law provision, states the pioneer. Another headline in the same paper says Supreme Court steps in against child marriage. Economic activity in India continues on positive path, reports a survey by National Council of Applied Economic Research, writes the statesman. 80 anti-smog guns to be installed at hotspots with dust, key focus area in the national capital, cites the Times of India, to control increasing pollution. And finally, good monsoon and government measures improved sentiment in rural India, giving double-digit boost to sales of bikes and scooters, notes the Economic Times under the headline, Entry-level sales ride on two wheels this festive season. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. Uttarakhand Uniform Civil Code Committee submits final draft of rules and regulations to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. Enforcement Directorate arrests senior IAS officer Sanjeev Hans and former RJD MLA Gulab Yadav in money laundering case in Bihar. Russian President Vladimir Putin says BRICS group will generate most of global economic growth in coming years due to its size and fast growth. And in Women's T20 World Cup cricket, New Zealand storm into final, beating West Indies by 8 runs in second semi-final at Sharjah in UAE. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.